It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are moving into, well, now getting close to mid, well, I guess I'm exaggerating, the first quarter of March. And there are a lot of things to observe this time of year. But before we get to that, I had a friend who works with phenology up in the Eveleth area. And Carol sent me a couple of quotes. She'd been out to celebrate Henry David Thoreau's, I think, 200th birthday. At any rate, she had come across this email that she had meant to send to me a while back, and it had a couple of really great quotes in it. And you can listen to these and see what you think. This one from Thoreau himself, who says, "What infinite leisure it requires, as of a lifetime, to appreciate a single phenomenon. You must camp down beside it as for life, having reached your land of promise, and give yourself wholly to it." And that is true. If you're going to really understand something, you need to spend a little time looking at it. And then his good friend Louisa May Alcott had this to say of Thoreau, which I find absolutely fascinating. "Thoreau used to come smiling up to his neighbors to announce that the bluebirds had arrived, with as much interest in the fact as other men take in the messages by the Atlantic cable." And of course, in those days, the Atlantic cable was the cutting edge of technology in terms of sending messages from Europe to the United States and back. And so those messages would carry great weight. As for me, you know how excited I am to tell you that something is back. And I'm going to start by telling you that yesterday, while I was driving in my driveway across the fields along Blue Heron Drive, I spotted a flock of about 20 snow buntings, first flock of snow buntings that I've seen in some time. They typically run through here in the fall. And then there are random sightings here and there around the area through the winter. And then about this time, early March, they come through in flocks again as they move back north. So the snow buntings have decided that spring is on its way and that they are on their way to the north. So check out this. Watch for these birds. They are mostly white. I mean, the overall impression you get when you see a snow bunting is white. Now, their wingtips are dark and their tail is dark. These are old feathers that will molt when they get to their breeding grounds, which are far, far north, like north of Hudson's Bay north. So they are absolutely tundra birds during the summer, and that's where they will be after they pass through Minnesota on their way north. And pretty exciting. The snow buntings are moving north again. I had a good friend Adam told me the other night that he had come across a boreal owl and had the opportunity to examine it. It landed under his deck and was probably starving because it eventually passed away under his deck, and so he got a chance to look it over pretty closely. Feel bad for the owl, but at the same time, feel, you know, grateful that at least Adam was there to appreciate it after it passed. I don't know if in your area you had the lovely hoarfrost that I found on the trees on the morning of the 3rd. But it was just gorgeous. Everything was just absolutely stunning. The morning before, the 2nd, I'd gone out. That was the day after the full moon. And I went out snowshoeing early in the morning. Well, not so very early, but early enough to see the moon set. And then as I watched the moon set, I kind of circled around and walked out onto Crooked Lake, and I watched the sun rise. And as the sun rose, it illuminated all of the brush that was all covered in sparkly little frost crystals. And it was just an absolutely stunning morning. I hope that some of you got out during that period and enjoyed both the moonlight and the beautiful hoarfrost that was out on the 2nd and the 3rd. I noticed a report this morning from one of the students that said that porcupines were in the area. Well, I guess it wasn't the student. It was Julie Crabb. Julie had seen a porcupine. I have a porcupine. I don't have a porcupine. I have sightings of a porcupine on the way into town on the River Road. If you are familiar with the River Road, the Golden Anniversary ski trails are out there. And just before you get to the ski trails, if you're coming from town, there's a big white pine on the right side, on the west side of the road, and there's a porcupine up in that tree right now. First thing I noticed was the bare white wood shining through where it had eaten the bark. This time of year, porcupines search out sugars, and those sugars are, you know, kind of under the bark in the branches, and as the maples begin to flush with their sap, the porcupines will move to maples. I've had reports of porcupines in birches this time of year, and in oaks, and Scots pine, and Norway pine, and white pine, but Of that group, probably the least common location for porcupines are Norway pines. They don't seem to care for the Norway pine. I don't know if it's just not enough sugar or what exactly it is, but they tend to try other things first. You may have noticed, I certainly did the other day, I think it was March 1st, the water was running in the streets and ditches. There was mud on the gravel roads. It was one of those days that sort of begins the season. The next thing I'll be looking for are the formation of fluffy, puffy cumulus clouds. And, of course, the blooming of the pussy willows will start pretty soon, if it hasn't already. I think there are some early bloomers. I have one. My good friend John has one that he drives past on his way over to Walker. And so there are some early bloomers, but others will be popping out any time now. This is the season when they really begin to start to open up. And if you have an aspen stand in your yard or in your neighborhood, you need to go and find the males in that group and look at the flowers on the male aspens. They are just like pussy willows. They're these tiny little furry buds, and they'll gradually expand into these 3-inch long catkins, but at this point they are just these little furry buds, a lot like a pussy willow. And they're going to be showing through on aspens all over the area. I've seen them on a number of aspens already. Those flowers, being furry like that, grab heat from the sun and hold it. And almost every flower that blooms early in the season is furry. So if you look at the pussy willows, if you look at the flowers on the aspens, if you look at the flowers on the leatherwood, all of those buds are quite hairy, and that hair helps to hold in heat so that those buds can get themselves up and going early in the spring. Watch for that. It'll be a while before the leatherwood gets going, but when you see it, you'll notice it, because especially if you look at the buds as they're popping open, there will be a lot of dark brown hairs on the outsides of those buds. I had a post on Season Watch a few weeks ago of a pileated woodpecker who is working on her penmanship. She'd carved a beautiful Y, the letter Y, in the side of a white pine, and I went back there the other day, and she'd added a new dot to her dot collection in the same shape of the Y. I assume that it's the insects inside that are directing her. I don't think she's just there practicing penmanship, but at the same time, she's on her way to spelling out something. I'm not sure what. I'll have to keep an eye on it. For those of you who are thinking that you're hearing more crows around, the cases, in fact, true. They are coming back. There are always some crows that spend the winter here. And in the last few years, though not so much this year, but in the warmer winters, quite a number of them don't bother to migrate. But this year, I didn't hear many crows between mid-December and late January, early February. And now, here in February, they are quite common and quite raucous. One of the things that they will do this month is that they will, one of the male crows in the family will pick up a stick and carry it around. And it's his way of telling the female that he thinks it's time they started to nest. Up at Spruce, where I work, a couple of observations in some of the heated chambers. In one of the very warmest ones, one that's 16 degrees above ambient temperature, there were active spiders. And in two of the others, one that was 4 degrees above ambient and one that was 12 degrees above ambient temperature, there were flies, not house flies, but sort of these midges maybe. Small mosquito-like flies with no biting mouth parts, but saw a couple of those too. And those are in, of course, those heated chambers, so that's a little bit early, but it won't be too long, and we will be seeing those things out and about in our area, and we'll have a chance to kind of remark on them as well. That's the Phenology Show for today. I encourage you to share any observations you might have with me at at kaxe.org. I'll get it. or just put them on Season Watch and we'll have a look at them. Thanks so much for listening.